face up joke.
My sukkahs. You have the first day as Yom Tov. You have the build up to sukkahs, the building the sukkah, buying the dalet minim. And then as the days progress, you have a Shana Rabba, you have a Kodesh, a Chesima, and then you have some Chestaira, and you're building up and up and up. When it comes to Pesach, you have many days, weeks of preparation, cleaning the house of Pesach, the baking of the matzahs, buying the wine, grating the maror, checking all the maror, and then you have lo bedikas chametz, and then you have seder night. Then sort of when it comes to Shvi'ish of Pesach, it seems to be a bit of a letdown, a bit of an anticlimax. Yeah, but the truth is, it's not really so. Right, of course, we're going from one madrega to another madrega to another madrega, and let's discuss a little bit what is the Shvi'ish of Pesach. Right, so we know that Pesach in general is a Yom Tov of Emunah. Yom Tov of Pais, or realizing that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, or Moshe Shtenbuch, Zayin Gezuntz, says over a Maisa that his father used to say over every Pesach. He says over that on the summer of 1923, it was after the Kishinev pogroms, and the Chofetz Chaim had to go to a dentist. So he went to this dentist, and the dentist was a Yid, but was terribly shaken up from the pogroms. Apparently, it was terrible, terrible pogroms. Radvaz says years later, he was learning in Slutsk by the Radvaz. And, Rav Henkin says he was learning by the Radvaz years later. And he came there, and it was so raw, the emotions were so raw, it was like terrible pogroms. And it was 1923, Chofetz Chaim comes to this dentist, and this dentist is telling Chofetz Chaim that, you know, such terrible, terrible pogroms. And my Emunah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was a little bit shaken. And somehow I'm beginning to doubt whether there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam or not. The Hedekah Chofetz Chaim knew exactly how to respond, and he said to him, I'm beginning to doubt whether you are a dentist or not. So he says, what do you mean? What do you mean? You doubt I'm a dentist? And he takes the Chofetz Chaim to the wall, and he has all his diplomas hanging up, all his credentials, that he passed the medical practice. So the Chofetz Chaim goes over, and Taka reads all his diplomas and his dental practice. Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, I can see that 40 years ago, you graduated dental school. But that was 40 years ago. So 40 years ago, you were a dentist. You were a proper, valid dentist. But how do I know now that you're a good dentist, and then now you're still a dentist? So the dentist got very upset. What do you mean? What do you mean? I have to pass every year. I have to get a new diploma. I passed 40 years ago. There's my diploma. So the Hedekah Chofetz Chaim said the Rabban Shel Olam had this diploma. The Bishas Yisias Mitzrayim. Mishpoch showed that he's the Rabban Shel Olam, and he controls everything that happens. What, every year the Rabban Shel Olam needs a new diploma, that he's the Rabban Shel Olam and he runs the world? That's already enough. And Rashi Shtemel goes on to discuss the Munah Pshuta that Klal Yisrael had throughout the years. Poshut Munah is the Rabban Shel Olam, and he brings that very interesting from the Chosid Yaivetz. Chosid Yaivetz says when the Yidden were expelled from Spain in 1492, there were Yidden that were ready to be Moisin Nefesh, give up their lives, HaKiddush Hashem. And there were others that started rationalizing, and they, we have to do a Zoe, we have to, we don't really mean it, and they succumbed. They weren't on the Madrega to give up their lives, HaKiddush Hashem. And the Chosid Yaivetz says that those Yidden who had the Munah Pshuta, Pashuta Yidin, Amun Pshuta, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they're ready to be Meis Nefesh. But those who their Amun and Hashem came about through the Sfarim, like Mari Nevuchim and the Chavis Habavos and the Kuzari, was an intellectual Amunah, which is good, and sometimes we need those answers. But if their Amunah was based on that, then it was all intellectual, then intellectually they started rationalizing why it's okay for them to do this and to do that. And the Amunah Pshut, and that's the Yom Tov of Pesach. One of the Farshim say very interestingly Now on Seder night, we have two kosos, the first two kosos. Then we eat the matzah, and then we have another two kosos. Why is it sandwiched like that? Two kosos, matzah, then another two kosos. So the Gemara says that a child doesn't call his father Abba, doesn't say Daddy, until he's toyim tam dogum, until he has some solids, some grains. Right? When a person has the grains, when a young child, an infant, has the grains, then it gives him a certain daya, a certain understanding that who's my father, then he's ready to call, can say Abba, can say Tati. So when it comes to Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Amunah, so we have the matzah is the grains. That's the understanding that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom. But really what we want is the Amunah Pshuta. So first have two cups of wine, dull the senses a bit. Just wash it from the seichel. Then about you have the matzah, the dogon, you understand there's a Rebbeinu Shalom, then you have another two cases. So what are you left with? The Amunah Pshuta, that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. Chazal say that it was a Yid who was working for Shlomo HaMelech. And he worked for a number of years, and then Shlomo HaMelech said, no, I want to pay you. He says, Beseder, I'm taka finished working now. Don't give me any money. Teach me Sichas HaOifas. I want to understand the language of birds. So Shlomo HaMelech told him, it's not good for you. No, it's better you don't. And the person insisted, they said, Shlomo HaMelech, teach me the language of the birds. Shlomo HaMelech said, Beseder, and he did. He taught him the language. The birds tweeting to each other, he understood it. The Yid goes home, and one day he hears a raven saying about this Yid that all his chickens are going to die. So straight away he calls the Sheikhet. Doesn't want to happen in Vegas, all the chickens are going to die. What's going to do with dead chickens? So he calls the Sheikhet straight away, and they shecht all the chickens, and he sells it. And Baruch Hashem, he manages to save a disaster. And he says, ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech taught me the Sichas HaOifas, Mama should save me. A short while later, he hears a raven saying that all his animals are going to die. So straight away, he calls the Sheikhet again, and he shechts all his behemoths, all his cattle, and he makes a sale, a meat sale, and he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I understand. The Sichas HaOifas, because now I save myself such a disaster, I save myself such a loss. Imagine having just dead meat, you know, without shechita, I would have had to give it to the dogs, very cheap meat, and now I can sell it to other people. Sometime later he hears the ravens, they're talking amongst each other, and they say about this, his house is going to burn down. So straight away he sells his house, he goes, oh, Baruch Hashem, at least I have the cash, I have the diamonds, the precious gems. Then he hears how the raven's saying that this is going to die. Now what? What's he going to do? Goes running to Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech, tell me, what should I do now? Shlomo HaMelech said, I told you, it's not good for you to understand the Sichas HaOifas. There was a Gzeris min HaShemayim, a Gzeris Misa on you. Gzeris Misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonos on you. And said, you know what, why should we kill this person? We'll kill his chickens instead. But you went and shechted all your chickens. Gashbrach said, Beseder, why should we kill him? We'll kill his behemoths, let his cattle, his sheep, his cows will die instead. But you want any shechtedo. Gashbrach said, we'll burn his house down, the Oni Choshev Kemes, we'll take away the Gzeira that way. But now you went, you tried to be cleverer than the Rebbeinu Shalom. Gashbrach is trying to give you Midas Harachim. Somebody once came, I think it was to Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, Azoifel Tsoros, Amam Shvil is a Midas Adin on me. So Chaim said, and Efshet's Midas Harachim. The Bemis is a Rashi in Psochem. Gemara Psochem. Gemara says in Psochem, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Omer of Chizda, Ma'iksev, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. Hoidu Lashem, you should thank Hashem, Shegoyva Chayvosei Shalodom B'Toyvosei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has a debt to clear with a person, Chas Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Goyva, he demands this Chayv B'Toyvosei with the goodness that a person has. A osher b'shoyrei, a rich man with his shor, v'sa'oni b'seyoi, a poor man with his sheep, a yosom b'beitzoi, a yosom, he has one egg, the egg cracks, amona b'tayna g'loisa, amona has one little hen giving her some eggs, the tayna girl dies, says Rashi, osher b'shoyrei, mafsidoi momoin u'mechap avgufei. Sometimes a person loses some money, it's a kapara for him. Right? So Pesach is the Zman of Emunah, that Emunah Pshuta, just going, I don't have to understand the Pshuta Seifus. Pashat Emunah is Dor Rabbeinu Shalom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after every single person. The Pasuk stresses that we went out B'chodesh Ha'Aviv. Hayom Atem Yotzim B'chodesh Ha'Aviv. You're going out in the month of spring. Why? So the Torah stresses us. The Torah stresses that Klal Yisrael had to go out of Mitzrayim. You're traveling. Let them travel in the month of spring. It's geschmack. It's nice. The weather's good. And it's a chiddush because, you know, imagine, you know, Baruch Hashem, we saw some of the hostages were released. Hamas, Yimach Shemam, the way they paraded them, and they made a whole stage, and then everything, all the pictures and everything. Go over to one of the hostages and say, tell me, the day that you got freed, what was the weather like? You're being paraded out there, the mamash mevazi, you're unbelievable, and you're out there. Was it pouring rain? You're standing there in just your shirt and trousers. They didn't give you a coat or anything. Was it pouring rain? Was it freezing cold? What was the weather like? And I'll say, what the weather was like? I think my mind was thinking about the weather. I was thinking about, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to be freed in half an hour. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everything's with a cheshbon. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specially made the weather to be nice. And it's a fascinating medrash in Eicha, Perek Aleph, Mem Beis. The medrash says, you ever thought about it, that Tisha B'Av is in the summer holidays. And then we think, well, why did he have to ruin our summer holidays? From the middle of the summer, we have the 9 days, and Avelus, and it's all serious. Right? And I want to go on holiday after Tisha B'Av, I wanted to go a week before. Yeah, why Tisha B'Av, Mamash and Chodesh Av? So the Medrash addresses this, and the Medrash says, "Ani megala oisom, im ani megala oisom, but tufas tevis." Hashem said, "If I'll send them into Golus in Tevis, in the middle of the winter, I like him, but sinol mesim, it's freezing cold. Chayisol being taken captive, and it's freezing cold, they'll die. Ela hareni megala oisom tufas tamuz. They're going to tufas of tamuz in the summer. That even if mishenim bedrochim rebechayvus." The Romans were keeping them, letting them sleep in the streets. At least the weather is nice. Dov Acha, another pshat. Amani Megalos from Tekufas Tevis, Hashem says, if Chayisro are going to Golis in the month of Tevis, ain't a novin begefen. There's no grapes growing, there's no figs growing. Says Rabbi Shah, Amani Megalos from Tekufas Tamus, I send them into Golis in the summer, there's a novin begefen, there's ta'ena beteno. So they're going to Golis and they're starving, they're going through the fields. They'll see a vineyard, they'll be able to get some grapes. Right? They'll see a fig tree, they'll eat some figs, they'll have something to sustain them when they're taking into Golus. So even when they're going into Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dafka in the summer months, when they'll be able to be, they'll have that warmth of the summer even when they're sleeping in the streets, and there'll be food available for them, fruit available for them. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's watching over Klal Yisrael. And that's Pesach in general. You come to Shvish or Pesach. We're going up a level in Emunah. In what way? So the Beis Levi has a kasha. The Beis Levi asks, that when Klal Yisrael came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, when they came to the Yamsuf, when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, so the Malachim came to Rabbeinu Shalom and said, why are you saving the Yidden? Halolo Oiv Da'avir Dezara, v'halolo Oiv Da'avir Dezara. The Mitzrayim are Oiv Da'avir Dezara, Klal Yisrael, Memtesh, Shaitumo, the Oiv Da'avir Dezara. Why are you saving them? And the Beis Halevi has a kasha, why didn't the Malachim come by the 10 Makkos? By Dam, Tzofadeya, Kinam, Arab, each of the 10 Makkos. And the Malachim should say, Rabbeinu Shalom, why are the Makkos only affecting the Mitzrayim? Well, the Yidden are so much better. They're also Oiv Da'avir Dezara. Why Dafka Bakris Yamsuf? Did the Malachim come along with a taina of Alolo Oiv Da'avir Dezara, Alolo Oiv Da'avir Dezara? They're all in the same boat. Why are you saving the Yidden? Why are you giving protection to the Yidden? Should have asked that already by the 10 Makkos. There's another kasha, before we come to the Beis Halevi's Teretz, there's another kasha, that when they took the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Mishchu Ukechulichem Ish Selabayis. It's a double loshen, Mishchu ukuchu. You know, schlep and take. So Chazal say, mishku yedeichem avodah zara. Withdraw your hands from avodah zara, and then take a sack. Right? And as we all know, that the sheep was the god of Egypt. They served the sheep like the cow in India. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go and take that sheep and tie it to your bedpost. And the mitzvah came along. So what are you doing? Why are you tying the sheep to the bedpost? Because we're going to shecht it. It was suicide. It's like going to go take the Palestinian flag and go into Gaza and burn it. You know, a person does that, they'll lynch the person. You know, go to Syria, burn the Syrian flag in these Arab countries. It's suicidal. And here Klal Yisrael going and taking the Avodah Zarah, and which was the sheep, the god of Egypt, and burning it. Unbelievable, mysterious nefesh. And then they had to roast it whole. Right? So you're getting the beautiful smell of roasting lamb, the sense of Gan Eden, mamash, the smell that was wafting through the air, and that roasted whole, so you can see that it was a sheep. I told the kids by the Seder that what tremendous, you know, to take the Egyptian god. So can you imagine the two Egyptians, you know, Muhammad and Ahmad, and they're taking a walk, and Muhammad says to Ahmad, Ahmad, what's that smell? It smells so beautiful. So Muhammad says, it's coming from the Jewish quarter. So let's go check it out. Beautiful smell. Shan, they go, it's coming from over that fence. So he says, Muhammad tells Ahmad, give me your footer, lift me up. So he lifts him up, and he puts his head over the fence, and he says, oh my God. literally, that's what it was. Right? The Egyptian god, right? Roasting whole. Right? And there's tremendous mysterious nefesh. Tremendous mysterious nefesh. So what's the Malachim's time now? Came to Kiryas Yamsuf. Halolai David Azara, Halolai David Azara. Well, Kaiser, Oyv David Azara. Mishchu Kuchulachem, they withdrew their hands, they shechted the Egyptian god. Tremendous mysterious nefesh. So what does it mean? Halolai David Azara, Halolai David Azara. So in the Sefer, Pirkei Machshava, and Rabbi Sayyudi, from Israel Tabas, it's Sag Levracha. He brings down an interesting point. He says that he himself survived World War II. He was a youngster. His mother was in the camps. She survived the Holocaust. And he survived the Holocaust by sleeping in barns and haystacks and scrounging around for a bit of food. And you know, each night he was in a different haystack or in a different barn hiding somewhere in the fields. And he managed to survive the war like that. After the war, he met his mother survived, and he kept up a beautiful shaykhis with his mother, understandingly for Shteitzach. And he had many conversations with his mother. And one day he's talking to his mother, and he asks his mother, who had it worse than the Holocaust? You were in the camps, being beaten, you had to work hard, under the Nazis. And I was like a rat in the field, in barns and haystacks, scrounging around for a bit of food, a bit of green vegetables, right? Who had it worse? And he turned around to his mother and he said, I had it worse. His mother says, why? He goes, I'll tell you why. He goes, you were with other people. You were being protected. You had somewhere to sleep every night. You were given food every single night. It wasn't much, it was a bit of watery soup and a piece of bread, but you're given something. You're being counted. You had a number. If you weren't missing, they weren't looking for you. I was a mouse in the field. I didn't know where I'm going to get my next meal from. I didn't know where I was going to sleep that night, where I'm going to sleep the next night. If I would die, no one would care, no one would know even. He says, I had it worse. The Yidden in Mitzrayim, says the Israel Talmud, they were beaten, but they were counted for. It's actually a Medrash that says each Yid had a number as well. Interesting, the Mitzrayim gave numbers to Yidden, similar to the Nazis. Right. They were being counted for. They got their piece of matzah, the lechem oini, the poor man's bread. They got it every night, those who worked. When they came to to Chris Yamsuf. Yeah, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we wish we could just go back to Mitzrayim. Why did you take us out over here to die in the Midbar? The Avodah Zorah of Egypt was an Avodah Zorah that we're in control. It never rained. So they had a system. They didn't have to rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom on rain. They had their own system with the Nile, and they take water, and they made different channels of water coming out, different streams. They had an irrigation system. They relied on their own Kichi Vaitzim Yodi. And that infiltrated, that influenced the Yidden as well. And the Yidden began to rely, oh, we have a system over here. We've got to work. The Mitzvah will give us a dry piece of bread, and some matzah at the end of it. They had a certain sense of security. But when they came to the Yam Suf, they were like, now what? Now what? Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. We're in the desert. We're going to die in the desert. No one's going to care. Where are we going to get our next meal from? They didn't have that bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Malachim said, Halolo evda avodah zarah, v'halolo evda avodah zarah. They have the same avodah zarah as the Mitzvah. They couldn't rely totally on Hashem. Where's our next? We're going to die here in the Midbar. We're like a mouse in the fields. So they said, Alola v'edazorah, Alola v'edazorah. So coming back to the Beis HaLevi says, why did the Malachim only say, Alola evda v'edazorah, Alola evda v'edazorah by Chris Yamsuf? Why not by the Maccus? So the Beis HaLevi says that by the Maccus, the Malachim understood. You know, the Mitzvah were very bad. They hurt the Yidden, they made them work so hard. Okay, so they get punished. They got punished. Everything was midah connected, midah, exactly what they're supposed to do. So the Mitzvah got the punishment. But now they had a Yam Suf. Why should the Yidden get saved and the Mitzvah drown? Halo evda v'dezorah, halo evda v'dezorah. So the Teretz says, you know why we're going to save the Yidden? Because the Yidden are special. That means there's two levels of emunah. There's one level is the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. And we saw that by the Maccus. Hashem says, I control the water, I control what's in the air, I control life and death. Maccus Becheiris, Hashem says, I control everything. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom. That's stage one. Stage two is, Hashem says, I have a special relationship with the Yidden. I care about the Yidden. B'ni Becheir Yisrael, they are my children. Yeah, so you want to know why I'm saving the Yidden and not the Mitzrayim? Because they are Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is special. So the first days of Yom Tov, yeah, Pesach, Amunah, the Rabbeinu Shalom, right, went through the Maccus, Kishboruch Hu was Midah connected Midah, if somebody starts up with anything, there's Din V'Cheshbon, there's Schar V'Einish, Kishboruch Hu runs the whole world, he controls the whole world, that's all the Maccus. Those are the first days of Pesach. When we come to Shavish of Pesach, it's already another level. Now it's a level of, this is Klal Yisrael. I'm a Rabbeinu Shalom. I take care of Klal Yisrael. I don't care what's happening. The Malachim could come and be negative about the Yidden. Halo Leiv Da Avodah Zorah, Halo Leiv Da Avodah Zorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Right? Klal Yisrael is special. I take care of them. I'm going to do miracles. I'm going to change everything for them. And that's what Klal Yisrael learned by Chris Yamsuf. Zekeli van Veyu. Right, this is my Rabbeinu Shalom. If Shimon Breuer, who's the Rav of Washington Heights, is a grandson of Sham Shofal Hirsch. And they once asked him, you know, did you know your Zayde, Sham Shofal Hirsch? Did you have a Shaykhis with him? So he said, no, not really. I was 6 years old when Sham Shofal Hirsch was Nefta. But I remember one thing. I remember as a little boy, I was once by my Zayde by Sham Shofal Hirsch. And it was before Shachris. And I went into his study, I went into the room, and he was saying Berchas HaShachar. And he was saying Adon Olam, and he was translating it into German, as he was saying it. And he said, V'hu keili v'chai goyali. V'hu keili, when it is mein Gott. And he was saying it again and again. V'hu keili v'chai goyali, when it is mein Gott. And he says, as a young boy of 6 years old, it made such an impression on him. V'hu keili l'chai goyli. And there's mein Gott, he's mine, a personal relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu was my Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what Klal Yisrael saw at Yamsuf. Ze keili This is my Rabbein Shalom. Every single Yid has that personal shaykhus with the Rabbein Shalom. So Klal Yisrael came to Kriyas Yamsuf. They were taka afraid. What's going to be? Right? And the question really is, why were they afraid? Right? Because the pasuk already says, "V'chizak des leiv pari." You're going to go out, and the mitzvah are going to chase you. But don't worry, that's all part of the plan. And is I'm going to become honored. I'm going to become great. Right, as Rashi says, Kashbrochu takes revenge at the wicked people. So why were they so afraid? So the Aruch Chaim says, right, when the pasuk says, "V'hinei Mitzrayim noisa achreihem," they saw the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, the angel which represents Mitzrayim chasing them. Right? They knew, okay, Pari's going to chase them. Hashem Baruch Hu sought Pari out, but then they saw the Sar Shel Mitzrayim. The Sar Shel Mitzrayim means what would David Zorah Mitzrayim, what Mitzrayim stood for, and they said, "Oy gevalt." The Sar Shel Mitzrayim is coming after us. That means we still have a shaychus, a little bit, to that Sar Shel Mitzrayim, to the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to break that. I'm going to show you who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. Every Yid is going to have a shaychus directly with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Don't rely on anything else. Complete reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sus v'rechivoy roma bayom. The rechiv is the driver, yeah, which makes the horse go. Kicks the horse on the shins and say, "Come on, go, giddy up, go." Kshvach says, "Sus v'roich b'yirama b'yom." It's not the rider of the horse, yeah, that's in charge over here. I'm the driver, says the Rebbein Shalom. I'm in the driver's seat. So that's the yontav of Achron Shel Pesach. We don't have an Achron Shel Sukkos, right? But we have an Achron Shel Pesach. The Achron Shel Pesach means, right, that this is the end. Of Pesach, which is the culmination of that Amuna, the Rabban Shalom, of Zeh Keili, that we have a personal shaykhus with the Rabban Shalom. And that's what the famous words of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rav Tzadok HaKohen asks, it says that Vayamin Ho'om, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they believed in the Rabban Shalom. If they believed in the Rabban Shalom, why does it have to say that by Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Abde? They already believed. So it's a different level of belief. So Tzadok HaKohen says that what added by Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he writes like this, "Kishem shetzorach ha'odom lahamin b'Hashem Yisbarach," just like a person needs to believe in Hashem Yisbarach, "kach tzorach achekach lahamin ba'atzmoy." You have to believe in yourself. What does it mean to believe in yourself? "Ratzoloyma sheyesh la'Hashem Yisbarach esek imoy." That Kodesh Baruch Hu has an Esek, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a personal involvement with you. Every person's nefesh, ki nafshem remekor ha'chaim. So v'aminu b'Hashem, v'moshe avdoi, they believed in Hashem, and they also believed in themselves, that the Rabbein Shalom has a personal connection with me, myself. And that's what every Yid saw. Zeh keili v'anveyu. This is my God, this is my Rabbein Shalom. So when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf, Gemara says, "Akoshi zivugim ki Kriyas Yamsuf." Akoshi zivugim ki Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara also says in Pesachim, "Amr Shizim Shmeid Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, Akoshi mizoynosov shalodom ki Kriyas Yamsuf." Panosa sometimes is also a struggle, as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, Amar Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, caution the cover of Shalodom from Kriyas Yamsuf. A person's health is sometimes as difficult. Health challenges are as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, it doesn't say Vayiboko Hayom, that the sea split. It says Vayiboko Hamayim, the Mayim, Loshen Rabbin. Not the Yom, this particular sea. And as we know, the water split all around the world. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom need to do that? Right, so the Farshim say, and Rav Dessler already talks about it, and others for him, right, that when we come to every Yom Tov, we're coming back to the Koichus and the Hashpores of that Yom Tov. So when we come to the Shvi Shel Pesach, right, which is the Zman of Kriyas Yam Suf. Vayibokka Mayim, the water split all over. Sometimes a person feels, Bo Mayim Anofesh, I'm drowning, I can't anymore. The water's mamish up to the end. And it could be in Yinov Shiduchim, could be in Yinov Panosa, it could be in Yinov Health. And when we come to this Yom Tov, in all those matzavim, whichever person the person might find themselves, it's Vayibokka Mayim, wherever the water is, wherever he is, wherever he feels that I'm drowning in this water, is the koyach of the Rabbani Shalom Mizeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help a person. It's a very nice word from the Munkach Rebbe. And the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Ani el Elikim Ekro, I call out to Rabbani Shalom, to Elikim, Vashem Yoshieni. Right, so he says, Elikim is a mid of Teva. Elikim is the Gematria HaTeva. He says, imagine Klai Yisrael standing at Kriyas Yam Suf. They're standing there, raging sea in front of them. Right, on either side is the desert with all the wild animals. Right, the Egyptians behind them. Yeah, they're calling out to Rabbeinu Shalom. So what are we going to do? We're finished. Right. And if you'd ask the Yidden at the time, how are you going to be saved? So let's say Hashem's going to perform a miracle and the Mitzrayim are just going to turn around and leave us. Right. Or Hashem's going to make a miracle and we're able to go into the desert and Hashem will take care of all the wild animals. In their wildest dreams, they didn't even believe, they didn't even think that there'd be a Kriyas Yam Suf. So when a person's in a difficult situation, Ani Elo Lekim Ekra, we call out to the Rebbein Shalom, Lema Lekim, is Gemsen Gematria's Hateva. And we sort of, Rebbein Shalom, I'm in a difficult situation, I need a Shidduch. This Shatchan will help me, and maybe you can arrange us pursuing that Shidduch. A person in a difficult situation of Panosa, and he has a few plans, right? And he's davening to Rabbeinu Shalom, please give me Siyata D'Shmaya that these plans and my connections, everything should work out. So we're all going with Elikim, Hateva. But the Hashem Yeshieni, Hashem is Hoya Hoiva V'Yia, because Baruch is beyond nature. Right? And all of a sudden there's a Kriyas Yam Suf. And a person can have a Kriyas Yam Suf in every single way, in their own ways, whether it's Mezoinus, whether it's Shiduchim, whether it's health. Rabbeinu Shalom is there to give the help. But it depends on us. We have to look up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a very interesting Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Tes. He says, Kruvim, he had two Kruvim. When they did the will of Rabbeinu Shalom, the Pnei Mishal, they faced each other. When they didn't, Pnei Malabais, they faced the wall. So Rabbi Chaim V'Lozhin asks, why do you need two Kruvim? Just have one. When they're doing the will of Hashem, it's facing the Oren. And when it's not doing the will of Hashem, the one Kruv is facing the wall. Why two Kruvim? It says the two Kruvim represents Klai Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when we face Hashem, then Hashem turns around and faces us. And he gives us all the Siyata D'Shmaya. And he finishes off and he says, Ulechein, be'eis Kriyas Yam Suf. Taka brings it back to Shemesh HaKesach. And he says, by time of Kriyas Yam Suf, if you have the bitochen in Rabbeinu Shalom, then we're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu faces us and gives us all the Siyata D'Shmaya, all the Siyata D'Shmaya that we need. So that is the Yom Tov of Shvi Shel Pesach, which is a Yom Tov of a different level of Emunah. First day's Pesach is Emunah. Rabbeinu Shalom created the world, he runs the worlds. Shvi Shel Pesach is Zeh Keli V'Amvei Ruhu Keli V'Chai Goyali is Mein Gotz. Yeah, Kishem Shesorach L'Hamer Hashem Yisborach is Mamin Ba'atzmai Shem Shesborach Yesh Le'Esek Imoy is what Tzadik HaKoyin says. Shesborach has a personal relationship with every single Yid and he's looking after every single Yid. I'm not sure about the Meisah, there were a few Bochrim towards the end of World War II. Yeah, they managed to they were liberated, but it wasn't very safe. There's still a lot of anti-Semitism. And they were hiding in a barn until everything calmed down and there were more soldiers and it was safe to roam around. And there was a certain barn and a farmer was very nice to them to stay there. And it came Pesach. So the farmer got them some wheat, right, and they made flour, and they baked matzahs. Right. Tomorrow, they went to the fields, they got a bit of greenery, bit of lettuce that was growing, right, but they didn't have any wine. So there's Lil Seder, they're hiding in the barn, and they hear a knock. knock on the door of the barn. And they open up, it's the farmer's son. And he said, it's been a windy night tonight, and I saw this piece of paper with Hebrew writing on it. I don't know, you're Jewish, so here it is. And they took it in, they took it from him. It was a page of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon, I think it was Tof Mem Gimel, what do you do when you have a Seder night with no wine? What are you supposed to do? And they said, oh, the Rabbeinu Shalom was looking after them. Shbroch was there, because Shbroch has a personal relationship with every single Yid. So that is the Shvi Shal Pesach. Right? We don't make a Shechiyonu tonight. It's a continuation, because we're growing. It's not a separate Yom Tov. Rather, it's a halachadik. Yeah, not everybody knows you don't make a Shechiyonu. But Shmini Atzeres, you do make a Shechiyonu. So the Shail and the Poskim, what happens if somebody by mistake is making Kiddush tonight, and he makes a Shechiyonu? Is it considered a Hefsek or not? The Machlekes of Shlomo Zalman and the Kiveg, Shlomo Zalman says it's not considered the Hefsek. He says, because you weren't Maseach Das. Yeah, you still had Das. You thought it was a Chedek of the Kiddush. You weren't Maseach Das. Right? There's a raid on that. So the Maseach, we don't make a Shechiyonu, because it's a continuation. We're growing. We're going from first day's Pesach to Shvisha Pesach. It's not an anti-climax. If anything, we're going further and further in our Munah and the Rebbeinu Shalom, so Mishpoch HaShotak help us. Right, we should be able to feel the Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu, who Keli V'chai Goyali, Shotaki V'Zeicha, so the good of Shlomo Rebbeinu Yemeinu.
Amen. Amen. Amen.